You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC.
Hello, I'm still at CES, and I've been seeing some amazing stuff. Real progress in augmented reality, all kinds of incredible televisions, really fascinating drone technology, their headphones everywhere. One thing I haven't seen is anything mentioning 5G, which was a big surprise. A lot of ways that AI is being built into personal care, whether it's AI toothbrushes that tell you how well you need to brush, or an AI motorcycle helmet that will help identify if you're likely to get into a crash. But the most interesting thing I saw was a ping pong playing robot from Omron. And I played against it. And it's interesting on a couple of levels. So first of all, it's really good. Like, I'm not great at ping pong. I'm pretty good at ping pong, and it was way better. What it does, it has sensors in the paddle, a bunch of cameras up above, and then an arm that stretches down. And it uses the sensors in the paddle and the camera and the table to identify where the ball is going. And then it turns the robot arm. So forehand, backhand, pretty much whacks them back. Not always, but pretty well. And then there's a second level to it, which is that it was tracking my face, tracking my perceived heart rate, whether I was smiling. The idea is to train people to be better at ping pong. So you want to know whether they're getting frustrated, whether you should make the next shot harder or make the next shot easier. It was a really interesting application of a couple of things. Both robot dexterity, which is improving, though still limited, right? It is. Paddle was going like this. It wasn't using the fine manual movements, which are quite hard, but also visual technology, and then also AI learning. So it's an expensive system. It's totally impractical. Just shipping it costs tens of thousands of dollars. There's no way on earth that the next ping pong champion will be trained by this system. But as a reminder of how far we're coming in robotics, some of the places that are working well in AI, and also just how much fun it is to be at CES. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.